Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, Tony. How are we doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much. Boy, what a big story. And he might be the first owner in the world to own three major sports franchises should he get the Detroit Pistons.
Well, I think if we look back, we see Ted Turner at one time had three, and Wayne Huizenga, the Blockbuster video guy, had three at one time. But it is obviously very, very rare, and it's never happened in Detroit before. And it would be pretty major news here.
And the Ilitches are pretty smart. The Detroit Pistons are at a bargain basement rate. They're in a major city. They don't have a lot of huge contracts. The owners want to sell. So this would be a good opportunity. You almost get to the thought that they're such good business people. They may have been lying in wait for a while.
Well, yeah, and you know what's interesting? The NBA is talking about, the National Basketball Association is talking about an owner lockout of the players in the season after next to get the salaries down, much as hockey did some years ago. And so the thought may be that if you're going to buy an NBA team, probably now's the time to do it, because these teams are going to be, maybe if this lockout happens and if it succeeds, it may be a lot more profitable for the owners after the next couple of years. And so that may be something in the back of their mind, too.
Do you think that was situation was a factor in the Ilitches hiring away the Detroit Pistons former president?
Oh, Tom Wilson from Palace Sports and Entertainment, for sure. When they hired him, that was a signal to everybody that they intended to take a run at this. And I think what it is that Mike and Marion, especially Mike, has been a very creative guy his whole career, and you know, the inventor of the pizza and all that stuff. And I think even at the age of 81, he's not ready to quit. He's not going to go off into the sunset. He wants to keep building the empire. And so I think that, you know, hiring Tom Wilson in February was a clear indication that they were going to do something like this.
And on top of buying the Pistons, they want to bring them home and possibly build a new arena in downtown Detroit.
Yeah, a new double-use arena for the Red Wing hockey team and for the Pistons. Now, that raises a whole lot of questions about who's going to pay for it, because, you know, through the 90s, if you built a new stadium, you basically went to the local government or the state or the county and said, help us pay for this. And I don't know that that's going to fly right now in this economic environment. So how you pay for a new arena, which is in the $300 million range, that's going to be a very interesting question.
Do they have the financing, the cash to do this on their own?
Well, that's an interesting point, Tony, because they're a private company, so we don't know what's on their books. They do seem to be able to do what they want to do, you know, with Comerica Park and the Fox Theater and the Hockey Town Cafe. You know, they have one of the highest payrolls in baseball, so you know they do what they want to do. But we're not sure of all the sources of cash, and so we don't know, you know, if they can do this on their own or not.
So what would this mean for downtown Detroit if the Pistons came downtown and if a new arena was there? How much of an impact would that have economically for Detroit and the surrounding area?
Well, if we look at what Comerica Park and Ford Field did, they added quite a lot of pop to the downtown scene and to the downtown economics. I mean, when on game days, you see, you know, when 20, 30, 40,000 more people downtown. And the Red Wings now play, of course, at Joe Louis, which is sort of isolated behind Cobo Hall. And it's hard to get to. And I have a feeling that if they did this new dual-use arena, it would create a lot of new excitement downtown. So I think it would have a pretty big impact.
Bottom line, it's a good business decision because they'll probably be able to get the Pistons for a rock-bottom price from the Davidsons.
Yeah, Karen Davidson, who the owner, the widow of the late Bill Davidson, who owned them, is what we call a motivated seller. I mean, she is not a basketball person. She's not interested in running a basketball team. She wants to get out from under. Now, rock bottom, of course, could mean, you know, $400 million, $500 million. I mean, who knows what it is. But Forbes magazine estimated the team was worth a little under $500 million. So does she let it go for $400? I mean, who knows? But we'll see. We'll see if a deal comes through. I think that it's hard to say at this point what the Ilitches are going to bring to it in terms of financial resources and whether they can make this happen. You know, Karen Davidson has some pretty good advisors, and they're not going to let the team go for a, you know, fire sale price. So we'll just have to see.
Well, Forbes has estimated the team to be worth $479 million. What's next in the process?
Well, the Ilitches have to give a formal offer to Karen Davidson. They have not done that yet. They've indicated that they are going to. So they have to come up with a formal offer. There'll be a lot of what business people call due diligence, where you sort of get to look at the books and decide whether or not you can do this and whether there's any hidden problems out there for them in buying the team. And then the NBA owners have to approve it. The NBA has a committee that examines whether the buyers are credit worthy and also have, you know, don't have any character flaws that's going to embarrass the NBA. And then the owners have to approve it. So there's a bunch of steps that will take, you know, if it works, it would still take at least several weeks for this to work through.
John Gallagher is the great business writer for the Detroit Free Press. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And John, as someone who lives in the Lansing area now, I grew up in Mount Clemens, so I basically grew up with the Ilitches and what they've done. I've seen great things said about them, philanthropy-wise. They do a lot. Business-wise, they're smart people. But I've also heard that they could be selfish and self-serving at times. How does the public, in your opinion, and business leaders see the Ilitches?
Generally, very positively. My take is they do really good work, especially on the operational side. Comerica Park is a great place to watch a ball game. They do a lot of things for their fans, but they're very deliberate. They take a lot of time to make something happen, and they are tough negotiators with the city. I've always heard that when they're bargaining with the city to make something happen downtown, they are very, very tough negotiators. So I think they're viewed very positively, and I think if it happens, it'll be something really good, you know, for the city and for the Pistons. But we'll just kind of have to wait and see if this actually comes about.
And finally, John, before we let you go, it seems like the biggest impact could be made by straightening out Detroit Public Schools and by Mayor Bing trying to get the city on a positive note. Where are we in those two processes?
Well, the schools are, as you say, Tony, they are the number one problem, and that in public safety. And we're a long way from straightening out the Detroit Public Schools. The emergency financial manager, Robert Bob, has been making efforts, but those are, you know, still, if not in their infancy, at least in their early stages. Long way to go there. Enormous debate over whether the mayor should have control over Detroit Public Schools. That's not settled. So I think the whole business about reinventing the city is really just getting started.
All right, John. Thanks so much. Always great to talk
with you. Sure, Tony. Thanks. Anytime.